I'm really interested in how exhibition design methods, or maybe designing exhibition design methods that use multiple or flexible layers of narrative in museum displays. So, not necessarily like here's one story, here's another story, but actually how those different kind of ideas, approaches, knowledges can exist simultaneously through the exhibition design. I think it's quite interesting because curatorially this is done quite a lot, but the graphic design in the exhibition context is kind of a second thought. So I'm basically arguing that actually that has a lot more power than maybe curatorial teams might first consider, and it is explicit in upholding kind of colonial knowledges and discriminating and not representing the true diverse kind of history of graphic design, which I think is really interesting, hearing about all of you studying and kind of where you are in your study, because I think I'm researching the museum's role in this, but for years I've also researched the university's role in this. So I'm quite interested in this idea of institutional kind of lack of representation or lack of multiple stories or multiple ways of seeing things. It's not just one dominant way, there's actually infinite ways, yet we always go for the most dominant. So I'm kind of trying to come up with methods that will celebrate that and kind of showcase that in ethnographic museums specifically. I don't know if you had this, Sabrina, but you have to be very, very specific on where you're kind of applying this research.
It's really interesting what you said about the institution, because that was kind of what inspired like what I'd like to talk about in this episode. I think just because at CSM it is interesting that they do throw around a lot of these terms, you know, decolonizing the curriculum, representation, and it's in, like I just always want like what does that even mean in an institution like that? Yeah, I think just in a lot of my classes, there is an obvious gap that you find. And I think, Abby, consider that you work for CSM. I think it'd be interesting to hear your thoughts on that.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm always getting myself into trouble. No, I think it's really important to acknowledge that CSM, I'm going to offend lots of people, CSM isn't an art school anymore. You know, it's a university, it's an institution. So I think, you know, it's agenda and it's kind of what it wants to do is very complex. It's much more complex than maybe an art school mentality would have. So I think, I don't know, I'm really torn, and I'm hoping maybe something through my research comes out of this, because I think like kind of colonial institutions like the museum, like the university, I'm not sure they can be decolonized. I don't think you can decolonize a colonial institution. You just have to knock it down and start again. So I kind of think, rather than looking at the institution as a whole, it's much more kind of, I don't know, it allows me to keep my optimism, to kind of concentrate on the smaller pockets of activity that are happening within the institutions. So like the decolonial initiatives within them that are kind of making it better. They'll never make it decolonial, but they'll make it better. And I wonder if that's kind of maybe my approach to teaching as well as in my practice. You know, there's so many amazing students, staff, projects, like people that really, really care, and they're all trying to do the same thing and make these institutions better for a more diverse body of people. So I think institutionally, yeah, I don't know. This is a recording, isn't it? No one saw my hand gestures. But I think if you look at like the personalities and the people and the projects, I think it's much more, I don't know, I think that I think there's some really beautiful things happening actually. And After All is a really good example of that, actually. And so is this Die Radio series, you know. I think those are the things that we have to put all of our energy into instead of the institution.